us to bless the name of the Lord is the highest demand of God. Hallelujah. James chapter 1 said, count everything joy. Hallelujah. Everything that happens to your life, count it joy. And somebody asked me, if my father is late, count it joy. I said, that is the best joy. One room is empty. If you go home, your kids will get a place to sleep. Hallelujah. So count it joy. Hallelujah. Everything, count it what? Joy. May God bless you. Bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. Oh, you are the life, the truth, and the way. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father without me. Never. Hallelujah. This morning, I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Mankwa. Saints, with the entire executive of the church, we greet you dearly. Hallelujah. God bless you for making your way to the house of the Lord in winter. For in Matthew 24, the Bible says that we must pray seriously that the coming of the Lord will not be in winter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So people who are coming to the presence of the Lord in winter, God has something for you. That is why in the month of June, beginning of winter, what is our prayer topics? What do we say? We rest in what? With the Lord. The Lord is difficult to make it, but we are going with you. And don't find us difficult. Hallelujah. We are ready for you. So do your little best. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor Francis is in King Williamstown. My wife has traveled throughout the week. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And everyone who is not here, maybe you also know the reason, but let us try to visit them. Hallelujah. Can I share with you the word of knowledge God gave me before I preached? God told me, that is why I was opening the Bible, checking my cell phone Bible to look at his word. Hallelujah. God said, we must be faithful with our own words. Hello? God said, we said if we are wrestling with him to receive, we must be what? Faithful with your what? Tongue. Whatever you say, Lord, do for me, make sure it's exactly that one. Whatever you have told God, promise God, make sure you do it exactly. Are you with me? And I don't want to speak anything God tell me, because human being, we can hear two voices. Are you with me? Though he speaks like God, but it's not what? God. But I have a song that we sing. You are God. Mighty are your miracle. So I know that there is only one God we call. You are God. Hallelujah. Of Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse said, when you make a vow, in verse 4 or 3, give it to us. But we can start from verse 1 quickly to verse 6. Ecclesiastes, and see quickly, then we can jump into the word of God of today's message. 1, 2, 3. Do you understand this English? Is it correct? Okay, then let us read nicely. Keep thy foot when thou goes to the house of the Lord, and be more ready to hear than to give sacrifice of fools. They consider that they do evil. Have you here? Change the English for us, because somebody can't read. I can see people's face are not good. Hallelujah. 1, 2, 3. Do not be hasty to speak, and do be impulsive to make a speech before God. Are you listening?
You are in the house of God. Do not be hasty to say, Lord, bless me. Lord. Do not play foolishly. Do not speak foolishly in the house of what? God. Mind your words. Whatever you say is going to bite you, going to bind you. God is what? Let us continue. God is in heaven and you are on earth. So let your words be what? Few. Know what exactly you are going to tell the Lord. This is what God gave me. I'm telling you the truth. Say, be careful for your own words. Be faithful to it. I promised to go with you. And today I said, I'm not going to with you. God said, no, you break your promise. And I also break your ways. Since because you are born again, you stand in for God. You are the royal priesthood. You are a chosen generation. The apple eye of God. God call you my children and my nation. Are you with the Lord? Not with me. Don't be with me. Because I'm part of... Are you with the Lord this morning?
Yes.
Teachers who say, are you with me? But this one is from the Lord. Continue quickly. For dreams results from what? Much work and fool's voice from many words. So all your nightmare, check the way you work your life with your body and your mind. One, two, three. When you make a vow to God, don't delay fulfilling it. Because he does not delight in fools. Feel it. Wait. Who owns the church? Whom do you promise you buy a bus for him? Pastor or who? I don't need bus. Listen to me. I don't need what? Bus. I'm not a taxi driver. The bus is for what? For God. Pastor Francis don't need bus. But the choir need it. The youth need it. The church need it. And they are what? For the church. The choir is not individual. Since Apostle came here, prophet came here, you open yourself, you receive blessing. Bless me, they bless you, the professors will do, they train you. You vow by your faithfulness, the same way they have been faithful in delivering God's blessing upon you, and you say you are not going to pay. That is your word. God spoke to me, be very, very careful to be faithful with your own what? Words. God said, carry on. 1, 2, 3, verse 6. Do not let your mouth bring guilt on you. And when God has to provide your prayer request, Pastor, you stand guilty for not paying somebody birthday welfare money. And your birthday, you want somebody to bless you. We are all what? Guilty. We expect cards. As I haven't got card, have you paid it so that we can take that money? You look. If somebody get a child, we give the person how much? 200. If somebody father bereaved, we give the person what? 300 or 200. If somebody is marrying, we give the person what? 300 or whatever. The whole of your welfare, 10 rand a month. So you pay 120 And one person, your father can die, like we see, God bless you. You break your leg, you were sick, they have to visit you, God bless you. At the same time, we see you got a child, God bless you. You receive people, you receive about 1,000, and you pay 1,120 a year. And you say, I will not pay. Mind your own. Thank you, Busi is a pastor's wife, so I can use her for a good example. That one we can fight in chambers. But Paul having paid, otherwise I will use Paul. So you see, let us read again. He said, do not let your mouth bring you what? On you. And do not say in the presence of the messenger, it was what? It was a mistake that I promise you that I love you. Don't they say the same thing? And that is why many men were cursed, because they promised women love and they disappoint them, and God said, I will be disappointed. And many women are cursed, and they say, and it become pastor and prophet problem. Do you think you are smarter than God? We are building a church of God. Our prosperity doesn't come from halala. Hallelujah. It comes from the truthfulness and the righteousness of what? God. Why should God be angry with your worst? Are you there? 1, 2, 3. The works of your hand. So after that, I said, business is not good. I know somebody who vow and never pay anything and never care, and every day business is not good. Business is my business is good. The more it wastes, the more it comes in abundance. Hallelujah. Amen. There's nothing we have declared in this church I haven't got something to thank the Lord about. But yesterday has gone, another day has come. You still ask him to do something new. Hey, since January up to now, you asking God do something what new? Hey, how did you answer the old one? What testimony did you give for the old one? Didn't you promise God that if you do it, I will give you praise? Has anybody come here? Have we got from there? From the announcement book that somebody want to give testimony? No! He said, do something. God is a fool. Doesn't he need thanksgiving? That is, he need testimony. Last week, this man was seriously sick. He said, let us pray. He's supposed to have died last week. He's alive. And this week, nothing he's saying. Mind your own words. Are you with me? And this is good. Last one is this. For many dreams bring futility, also so many words fear. So fear what? God. By your own what? Don't tell me you love pastor and you don't. One thing I will never do in my life, and I'm praying to God that I cannot say I love you and tomorrow I say I hate you. It doesn't matter how evil you be to me, I will still love you. And that is the heart of God. That's the way God said we must work. So that whenever I say be out in the Jesus name, you will be out. The demons must be what? Out. It's you who struggle to do such a word. Because you have never purposed. I am the way, the truth, and life. If you don't speak truth, there's no life in your words. Deuteronomy 23:21 of our last one. Since we are born again, my question is that we talk that otherwise be born again. Be born what? Again. One, two, three. Deuteronomy 23:21. If you make a vow to the Lord, your God, do not be slow to keep it, because he will require it of you. It will be counted to you as what? How many own the church like myself? I'm number one. Let us raise up our hands. Everyone who own the church, the bus, the Pastor Duku, Apostle Duku, prophets, King William's Town, and King William's Town. This instrument, today we got two microphone. We borrow all this money and today is a good sound, okay? Well, you got two mics and you who sing on it, you have still never paid for the church. Raise up your hands, everybody who owns. And who, and those who own Pastor Francis, you bought a book, you have not paid but you are hiding. Raise up your hand also. So somebody's hands is in all of it. Hallelujah. And those who have done whatsoever pledges you have never paid to God, also raise up an hand, your hand. And those who are clever, that when you hear that we are going to do fundraising, you never come to church, absent, you also raise up your hand. You are more in trouble than those who are pledged, because you don't care about God. May God forgive us all.
Amen.
May those who don't pay tithe, may God forgive you that you pay. I've shown you and God gave it to me. I always tell you that I will speak God's wisdom of his words before I preach the message. His words are much, much important to me personally and to the church. We're talking about your own words. If you say, Lord, heal me, you don't say tomorrow, Lord, I am sick. Are you with me? Your own words. Go and ask God, how do I speak the truth about my own words? And you will be blessed. Amen. So this month end, we ask you by the grace of God, we don't want to be sinners in the church. Let us take it one by one. All those who have bought Bibles and you have run away with the money, bring the Bible money. You know yourself. You know it. You took one, we paid with church money. Come with that money. All those who have pledged and bought Pastor Francis' book, come with that book or the money. Okay? Either you come with the Bible or the book of Pastor Francis, or you come with the monies of it. We accept it. Okay? Even the Bible, if you have scrambled it, it's fine. We will still give it to somebody. Okay? Who will buy it? Bring the Bibles and bring Pastor Francis' book. It can be useful somewhere. Hello? Number two, we need apostle money and prophet money by next week Sunday. All these three things must come. Alright? And the last money we need by the end of this month is King William's Town pledges and this one. Next week we are going to work on, next month we are going to work on the church bus. So all debt that you own, vows, we are pleading to God, God have mercy. It is my plea that let us pay all this and the church bus, give us another month to work on it. Do you accept it or not? Let us agree. Our own words must be what? Truth. Do we agree or not agree? So next week, G, come with your good books. And all the NS, come with your good books and collect all the money we own to King William's Town, pastors' books, the Bibles, the pledges of apostles and prophets, and let us be clean and our sins will be reduced so that mercy will come. Let us give clap of into the Lord who has spoken to us. Father, we thank you for speaking to us. By your mercy, you did not destroy us. You have made a way for us to know your ways and how we speak and how we pledge.
May your name be glorified. Help us to walk before you and be faithful indeed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Got a few more weeks, few more minutes to talk to you about our continuous message. Hallelujah. The package of what? Salvation. My package of what? Salvation. Salvation is a package to individual. It is not a group package. Now let us take it and share. And then you will tell me, I will take the prophet and I will take the pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a package for individual. So today I want you to look at your package of what? Salvation. We started this message from Matthew chapter what? 6. Where we said that verse 30 down. So let us look down quickly and refresh our mind and then continue from there. Matthew chapter 6. Okay. One, two, three. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, won't he do the much more for you, you of little faith? I've already spoken to the church before that the word little faith, no Christian should have it. Okay? Don't come to God with anything you think is little. It is better to be small more than what? Little. This is a grammar. Okay? Anything little in the Lord never works any. It does not measure anything. So Jesus used to take that term to say, people with little faith will never get anything. Because little salt measure nothing. Okay? Anything we say little, 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 it doesn't measure what? Nothing. Little money does nothing. It can't buy KFC, it can't buy one loaf of bread, and it can't buy milk. Okay. But small money can buy something. Though it can buy KFC and one slide of ration, but it can't buy milk. Small things can measure something, but little is like not having anything. Let us continue. 1, 2, 3. The next one. 1, 2, 3. So don't say, don't worry, saying, what will you eat? Or what will you drink? Continue. For idolaters, those who serve idols, sangomes, idol worshippers, those who worship their money, those who worship themselves, those who worship materials, those who believe in materialistic more than God, those who say, if I have no 10 rand in my bank or in my pocket, I will not eat, so I will quit God's order and go for 10 rand in any means. Idolaters, they eagerly seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows you, king's kids, a royal priesthood, God's child. He said, your Father knows what? You need all these things, that you need them. So carry on. 1, 2, 3. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things. Is God a liar? No, speak the truth sometimes. Is God a liar? I say sometimes. Hey, you are hypocrite. Is God a liar, brother? Amen.
Please,
let us, your own words, you. Then why do you always say, God, why? Why? Kunzima. Why? Is God a liar, saints?
No.
Let us watch our mouth. Yes, God is not a liar. So written in the Bible, Romans, let all men be liar and God alone be what? Truthful. Okay? God is not a liar. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things will be provided unto you. I want you to mark this statement. It otherwise is finished. Continue the last one. 1, 2, 3. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. Is God telling the truth? I don't think. Don't worry about what?
Tomorrow.
And tomorrow what?
Worry about itself.
Each day. Are we children of God? Ask your friend, Nyani Nyani. Please be serious and ask the person close to you. Are you a child of God? Get the answer from him. Get the answer, please. Just what you can walk to somebody even you hate or you laugh. What are you a child of God? You and I, Miriam. All of them. Sure. Is this thing in the Bible?
Yeah.
And you cry every day with tears. We're talking about my package of what? Salvation. Okay? Are you sure God will tomorrow worry about the sickness? Are you sure tomorrow will worry itself about your food? Are you sure tomorrow will worry about your marriage? So let me ask you a question. Let us continue. But each day has enough trouble of its what? Okay, the question here. In every day, do you experience the trouble of the day more or you experience the provision of God? Please, I want better answer, because listen to me, a pastor take from the people and present to God. So a pastor cannot go and sacrifice what a person has not given. So this is the bull you brought, Percy, that I must go and sacrifice it before the throne of grace for the Lord. I cannot change it, but you must check yourself. Whatever you are saying, if I pray for you, God will hear and answer. But make sure your words are very truthful. Do you experience the trouble of the day every time, or you experience the provision of God? I want answer. The provision. Then pay all your vows by the end of this month.
Amen.
And this God who provide, who alleviate you from every problem by the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will do it. If somebody is sitting there, it is him who takes somebody away and brings somebody. Wherever you were sitting, every position, is the Lord who caused changes. Today I was reading Job. He said, Job, do you know how to command lightning and direct lightning where it must strike? And I said, God. Oh, he's so much aware where the lightning must what? Strike. And you are saying it's the devil. You. Says the devil, because you don't know the righteousness of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Since we call ourselves born again, I am sorry, I'm not here to defend you are born again. I am not here to defend you are saved. But my question is this: are you saved? Are you born again? This is my biggest question that the Lord has put on my mouth. That you must be born what? Again. If you are not born again, this word find it difficult to honor itself. To world never worry about you. Because you are not born again, you worry about your troubles more than, and God repeated, do not worry about things that you want. Worry about him. Are you with me?
Amen.
God said, when you wake up, Pastor Mangwe, worry about me, God, what you can do so that somebody can say, praise the Lord. Worry about something, God's name can be edified. God's name can be glorified. God's name can be mentioned. Where there is no hope. Even when there is hope, there will be a big praise. And I will take care of your things. But saints, if we really born again, let us watch ourselves. Don't we worry about what we need. Children, you didn't create it. You were just making fun with somebody. And God gave you that gift. Now, you make the children a problem before God. Hey, do you know what you are doing? I have seen people, it took these children to graduate. One woman, one best friend of us from Amutata Christian Center, her daughter graduated CA in accounting, chartered accountant, heading a big, the lady is giving car every year, that is the bonus they give, every year is giving a car. The lady had a wonderful marriage, got a baby, 1 week died. The CA is useless. Nobody in the family can use that certificate. The breadwinner, the pain of it is this. During the same year, the father retired. So the father is a pensioner now. The wife is a pensioner now. Believing that this breadwinner will live. This is what God told Job. Do you know the reason of it? I am not saying that brother was thinking he's a godly man. So when I met him, I said, brother, if the only way you can overcome this is James chapter 1, count it what? Joy. If you count it joy, you can put your faith in God. The same God can make another way. Because it's written, whatever has not come to the mind of a person, in the years of a person have seen, what the mouth have not spoken, God has prepared for those who love him. Are you born again? When I talk about born again, people will not understand. John chapter 3, quickly. Offer, help me. Let us go to John chapter 3, verse 1. Let us take it verse by verse. Verse 1 to 6, quickly. Verse 1 to 6. And say, let us read. We're talking about being born again. Born again means you are in the salvation. To be saved means you are born again. Hallelujah. To be born again means you are saved. Who is saved here? Saved. Raise up your hand. Saved. And who are born again? Raise up your hand. So, okay. Who has been saved but not born again? Or have been born again but not saved? Raise up your hand. Which one of them? You haven't got the two. Okay, those who are born again, raise up your hands. Let us see. Agree, your hands is up. Or now, born again is not from our scratching our nose, okay? And those who have been saved, raise up your hand. Put your hands up. The two questions are, was it not complicating? Was it not conflicting? Says born again and saved is the same. Hello? So don't tell me I am saved from up here, but down here I am not what? Saved. Saved and born again is not emotional or physical what? Change. Hallelujah. Number one, God is what? A spirit. And those who serve God must serve in spirit and what? In truth. Okay. So born again is not what? This thing. 1, 2, 3. Or put it about 3 or 4. Okay. 1, 2, 3. There was a man from the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler from the Jews. Continue. So listen, Luko, you are here with me, Pastor Mankwa. Now Jesus came and I went to Jesus in the night. And it is me talking, okay? It's not Nicodemus, take me. Me going to talk to what? Jesus. Okay, so I said, Rabbi, I told Jesus, nobody can perform these signs, I love it, except you alone can perform these signs. Let us continue.
Jesus replied, I assure you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Wait. Listen. Nicodemus went for what? To ask for Jesus' signs and wonders he's doing. But the answer Jesus gave him, is it the same answer? Why? Now we're talking about born again. Why Jesus didn't give him? If you want to do a sign, you must pray and fast and do whatever what they tell us. But Jesus said no. To me, you got it right. He said no one can what? Assure you, unless someone is born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of what? Can you do signs and wonders without entering the kingdom of God? Let us continue. Yes. Because we are flesh, that everything born must come from flesh. Hello? And now we have seen, we learn in Bible. When we come to church and we don't know the Bible, and the pastor preach, oh, the word is nice, it's useless. It doesn't bear any fruit. That is why we need this screen, we need to read together, so that we learn the Bible little by little and grow little by little and become a great victorious people. Salala, God is saying that you cannot prophesy without being born what? Again. So whatever you want to do in the Lord, people who are serious to get power, God said, the only thing that you can think to be powerful, John Matthew chapter 7, think about the kingdom of God and all righteousness. And you must be born what? Again. But that born again doesn't come from what? Men. Hallelujah. In John chapter 1, he said that those who are born, well, he gave them power to become the children of God, not from what? Flesh, but from what? Of God. I think 1:14. Okay, so let us continue. Jesus answered,
I
assured you,
unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, and whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you that you must be born again.
Unless somebody is born of what? Water and Spirit. You cannot be born what? Again. Saints, I want to ask a question. Bible scholars, you can contribute. Okay. Jesus came to this world as a man to show us men whom God have called like you and me how we must live on this earth. How we must begin our life and end up our what? Life. So Jesus came here to demonstrate the kingdom of God. Jesus is saying that if you're on this earth and you don't end up in resurrection as he resurrected and went to the kingdom, you have failed God. Jesus came to demonstrate that you can go to extreme harshness, even they will hang you on the cross, but you can in the Lord and raise up by God and be in the kingdom. So Jesus is saying that your suffering has nothing to do with the kingdom of God. Your suffering has nothing to do with the salvation. He came and shed his blood. But why do we every day complain about worries and suffering and becoming weak and getting far away? While we are close to the Lord, we are getting far away from him. He said Jesus Christ endured on the cross. He died indeed, but he rose up. So you have nothing to lose. But with you and me, he said, oh, bless the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. He said that over someone, he said, no temptation has been fall upon you. All temptation that fall up is a temptation a human can bear. You were seriously sick. Did you die? Are you not have now become even flesh? New blood have regenerated in you. You are becoming fresh. Where does this freshness come from? From the same God who created you. Though you thought even you can die, but God said your thoughts are not my thoughts. Amen. Your ways are not. So leave everything to him and seek the kingdom of God.
Amen.
It is for his reason that is why you are sick. It is for his reason that is why you are single. It is for his reason that is why you are poverty. Because I have read the Bible, and the Bible has told me in the book of Revelation, when he revealed himself to John and said, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive what? Glory, honor and power, for thou art created all things what for thy what pleasure, and they are all what you have what created. God created us according to that quotation of the scripture. I've said God created you for his own what pleasure. Can your car tell you what to do? Your television. Can it tell you what to do? Your shirt. You put it there when you want it. You take it up when you want it. God said he created us for his own what? Pleasure. What will give him what? Glory. And it begins with you where you are today. Are you with me? It begins with what you are going through now, today. Check everybody sitting by you. If he's sleeping, slap him.
I'm giving authority. Slap that person, anybody you see. Okay? If anybody sleeping close to you, slap him. For we are too mindful of minds full of our worries. And our worries always put us to sleep instead to be awakened. The Bible said those who have been asleep awake and the word will shine for you. What does Victory Lady said? Arise and what? Shine. But arise with no light. No temptation has taken over you except what? What is common to humanity. God is faithful and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way that you will be escaped. You must be born what? Again. Continue with Nicodemus. I have got 2 minutes. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Do not be amazed. I told you, you must be born again. God is saying that it is not your responsibility how you will be born again. If you are ready, he will do it, because he has spoken in Matthew 6, your father knows everything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. The righteousness of it is, I have come, I need you, Jesus. How I will get a wife doesn't care. It depends if I've got love to marry. Are you with me? So I walk around, I meet this one, I pass, I meet that one, I pass, I meet that one, I pass, I meet that one. But I meet this and I said, I'll stop here. But stopping here, I am not going to hook the person by hand and say, let us go, you are my wife. I must speak. Love. He is a human being. Her heart must accept my words. So God said, that is how relationship begin perfectly. God spoke to you, you speak back to him, and then we begin with what? Salvation. Since I am ending up here, we are on verse 8. And nobody here where they come from, so is the one who has been born again. Read quickly to verse 12 for me, or verse 10. Put verse 10, my time is up. And then next week, I will show you how to be what? Born again. Today, your homework, go and research yourself. Are you surely born again? I don't want you to next week to come with confusion. If we say, come and be born again, you must know exactly. Since many people say they are born again, they are not. Pastors say that we are born again. We are what? Not. As far as Nicodemus was a chief priest, a bishop who doesn't know what is born again, pastors may not be born what? Again. Are you with me? Nobody is exempted. Nobody. We know God knows everybody's heart, what they believe. Pastors can be a church leader or whatever. All what you need is what you need, money. That is all what is looking for. Not being born again. Are you with me? So you sitting there fight your own way to be what? Born again. But thanks be to God, I am teaching you by that grace. Last we'll read it. Let us read and go. How can this thing be? Thank you. Do you accept what you have heard? That's where we end up.
Tonight, today, think, I am really born again. Ask the Lord, teach me. Because let me make last statement. Only person who are born again and God knows either they are born again or not. Are you with me? I can portray to you that I am born again with things that you think are godly in my life, but it is not true. We show things, signs and wonders to prove born again. They are not what? True. I will show you next time we meet by the grace of God so that you will be properly born again. But I'm going to ask you, go and make a research. If Jesus spoke about water, what does it mean? What Jesus did with water to be born again? What Jesus did with the Spirit to be born again? Hallelujah. Let us stand up for closing. Stand up, you cannot stand up also. Then we cannot close. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your mercies, for your kindness. I pray that people are shocked by this message. By the Lord who give life, giver of life, reason with everyone and help them to be born again. In Jesus' name. If there's anybody sick, come forward. Let us pray for you 2 minutes. And since, while we close our eyes, if you know you have not given your life to Jesus, all what you do is you say this after me by faith. Father God, this morning I surrender my life to you. Jesus died for me because of my sins. I know I'm a sinner. Father, touch me, forgive me, and fill me with the gift of salvation. I need Jesus, and I declare he is my Lord, he is my Savior. Jesus, I confess you are my Lord. Anything I have to do with the world, I ask you, I depart from it. Surround me by your power, Holy Spirit. Deliver me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. One of our lady in King Williamstown, he's called Vaida Kwaitma. He lost the father. He said he's doing a small funeral today. He wants all of us to come and help her. So anybody who is ready, please after church, speak to me. And let us see how we can arrange to go and help. He's in our church. It's King Williamstown. After church, leaders, quickly let us meet. Nobody should go to anywhere. Let us meet and talk 5 minutes. Let us receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance and his blessing of salvation to quicken you and me, our children, our families, our nation, and establish us in perfect peace. May our going out and coming in be blessed. May our words that we will speak this week be truthful, that blessing and miracle will fall. May we walk in and out throughout the day and give God Jehovah the glory. May sin be far away from us. Even though when we fall to sin, may Holy Ghost quickly by the grace of Jesus, remind us to be quick. May you be a blessing throughout the week. Go and think of salvation, the kingdom of God, and its righteousness. And allow yourself and ask God, let all this righteousness be given to me. Let us share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely the mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And before you go, come and drop your second offering and go. Come and drop it. We are finished. Bring your second offering and go. Bring your thanksgiving offering.
Oh, Gigi, and I have my money.
Thanksgiving offering.
And I have my money.
God bless you. Put it there. Everybody, put your second offering. Bless you. 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 Everybody, bring your offering before you leave. Bless you. Thanks. Okay.
Have you put your offering? Everybody, go and put it. What are you taking the money? Have you paid your offering?
Your second offering, please, everybody, come and put it there before you go.